It feels great, Chris, to be honest with you. Great homecoming, great emotions after the game, and the support was unbelievable. And it's probably even better than last year, really. You know, and a lot of the players have said that, you know, on the way down the road. And it's just very, very special. And I suppose to do something that hasn't been done before has been very special as well. And it's just great for the group of players themselves. You know, it's a great achievement for them, you know. And I suppose we're just delighted that the work they put in now has been reflected in the performance.
And this is really what it's all about. From you start off in November, December, January, this is what it's all about, bringing trophies back to the people of Donegal.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, and I suppose, you know, trying to develop football, we know, within the squad, and trying to develop football then within the county as a result of that. And, you know, to come back 2 years in a row with the Anglo-Celt is very, a very, very special thing. And, you know, hopefully now that the boys can push on from here and they can develop and put in a performance now in the quarter-final, you know, that it'll be worthy of the occasion again, I suppose.
The manner of the victory today, Jim, must have pleased you, particularly that second half.
Well, it was a very tough first half, Chris, you know, and, you know, it could have went either way in the first half. And we were just, I suppose, I wouldn't say delighted, but we were happy to get in the half-time point up against the breeze. And then, you know, I think Martin's introduction and Christie's later on, you know, kind of from a physical point of view, we retained a bit of grip around the middle of the field, and that gave us a platform then to attack more and to get the runners off the bigger men. And that seemed to work well for us and ultimately brought the scores in the second half.
And those couple of scores by Declan Walsh just before half time were key as well.
Oh, they definitely were, you know. But I suppose every score in an Ulster final is key, really, you know. But I think Leo's score was a very important score because it came when we needed it, you know, and put us up to 5 points at the time. And then I suppose the second big score in the game would probably have been Frank's, which put us to 6 up. And then we tapped on a point after that, made it 7, and that sort of really closed the game out, really. And it was only a matter of just playing, you know, and trying to retain what we were doing up, you know, until the final whistle. And thankfully that was the way it worked out.
I was just doing my stats there from the game. Patrick McBurdy scored 1 point and Michael Murphy scored 1 point. Donegal still scored 2-18 today.
Well, I suppose that, I don't know how you'd look at that, but you know, I suppose it's testimony, I suppose, to the spread of scores and the spread of players that are contributing, you know. But I'm sure them boys will chip in with a lot more than that in the games to come.
And the journey doesn't end here. In many ways, another journey now is only beginning.
Well, that's it. I mean, at the end of one championship and the beginning of another championship, and we have to look forward to the second championship now. Obviously not tonight, but maybe tomorrow or midday tomorrow at some stage, when we can sort of get a grip of our thoughts, you know. And hopefully we can refocus really well on Tuesday night and get back at it and push on again, you know. But it's not going to be easy. All the teams that are left at this stage of the game are going to be all very, very good sides, and we just hope that we can do ourselves justice in the quarter-final.
Donegal people now dreaming of even bigger things, but I notice all day today you've been sort of stressing that from now it's all about the quarter-final.
Well, that's the bottom line, Chris. I mean, you can't get to an All-Ireland final without winning the quarter-final and semi-final. And, you know, we came up short last year in the semi-final, and we had a very tough battle in the quarter-final against Kildare, who had come through the back door. So it's going to be a tough draw for us. But I suppose it's where you want to be. We're heading to Croke Park, and we're heading to Croke Park for a second year in a row as champions, and that's definitely a good thing for the county, particularly for this group of players. And, you know, we have to look forward to that now.